If you have been listening to our previous episodes, you are well aware that we are energy beings, right?
Yeah.
After all, what makes up physical matter is atom. And as we have spoken about it in previous episodes, atoms are like mini tornadoes, which is what gives us form, like matter. And if we are working towards maintaining our physical body and aiming to attune true wellness, we cannot really work without taking into consideration our energetic body and, of course, other levels as well. Let's take a battery, for example. Think of our body being like a battery. Our bodies also need enough energy to fuel, to refuel and function well, like a battery that needs to be charged. When our energy is low, our bodies don't work properly, and that's when we get symptoms. Much like how electronic devices malfunction or just switch off, and if there's any battery issue or the battery is low. And to maintain health and vitality, we need to keep our body's battery charged and ensure the energy is also used efficiently, which that other part we'll discuss in another episode. So today, technically, what we'll be covering is how to recharge our body and how we can ensure that our bioelectrical body is in balance and harmony with our environment. How can we charge this bio battery? The body can charge from various sources, including diet, breathing, exercise, grounding, exposure to light and heat. Water also plays a critical role here. And that's what we'll be expanding on in today's episode.
But actually, you were speaking about diet. Mm-hmm. So really, what do you mean? It's minimally processed food and to avoid the artificial food, the really processed, really bad with preservatives, additives. That's something we have to avoid and actually eat more plant-based food, and also choosing pasture-raised meat, which is giving us more energy and avoiding the processed sugars, which is obviously a part of the whole artificial food that we get in supermarket.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. That's right. Like we always say, and remember not to rely on food labels as well as, you know, because that can be highly misleading. Companies are generally always focused on profits and not prioritizing human health, or, I mean, they don't care about us. So from a bioenergetic perspective, eating natural, unprocessed foods is about more than just avoiding toxins. Like, healthy food provides essential nutrients and minerals that help structure water in our cells, creating a battery in each cell. So the process of producing energy, which is ATP, from food involves electrons moving through the electron transport chain, similar to how batteries work by moving electrons.
Yep.
So food helps power our body's battery. And we'll be talking about water in depth in future episodes since it's an extremely essential component.
Yeah.
No surprise. So apart from that, living tissues emit light called biophotons, which we have mentioned in the past. And this light is crucial for cellular communication. In 1923, Russian scientist Alexander Gershwitz, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, discovered that living cells emit low levels of light, and he suggested that it plays a role in cell communication. And the German physicist, very popular, Fritz Albert Popp, researched it further, and he found that cancer patients emit less coherent light, while stress increases light emissions, making energy use less efficient. So Technically, POPS research showed that healthy food emit low intensity but highly coherent light.
Exactly, that's what we are going for, right?
Exactly, especially when we talk about food.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and Albert Popp's team could also easily distinguish between organic and conventionally grown tomatoes, free-range and caged hen eggs, etc., etc. And could also predict the germination rate of the barley seeds based on this light. So, of course, this light also has an effect on not just light, but even the electromagnetic fields also have an effect on how plants and crops and grow, the yeah. speed at which they grow.
Yeah.
And...
So I guess also with different colors, right, which we have in our vegetables and fruits. And I think it has something to do with this, because since you were talking about the light and the coherent.
Yeah, of course. I mean, eating a variety of colored foods, like naturally colored foods, is also important because different light frequencies, like basically the colors you mentioned, carry unique information and supports our body's communication, the whole system. And this aligns with the, also aligns with the conventional diet, because it's very common for everyone to say, irrespective, there's no conflict on this, that you need to eat the rainbow diet.
Yeah, that's true.
But in short, how we eat matters, and so does what we think. It's not just what we eat, right? That's more, I would say, important. Because stress and negative emotions can disrupt the heart's communication with the brain and the brain and the body, like reducing coherence. So it's best to eat in a calm setting. Like breathe deeply in, not during food, during eating, but before, to calm yourself down. And then enjoy the food, be in a positive emotion with your loved ones, try not to fight. And offering a, like generally people offer prayers and all. So that's also in a way where, you know, how people are enter into that gratitude state, or they calm themselves down. And this actually promotes coherence, since it affects the way we feel.
Yeah, so I think connecting to this point would also be the vagus nerve, right? Because that's what we are going for at the end of the day, to get into that parasympathetic system.
Yeah.
And this coherent energy is so essential. It's not only to power us, but also to ensure that the power is used efficiently.
Right. And of course, water is also an equally important component. All of them are important. So how about we talk about water now?
Yep.
Would you like to briefly describe structured water? I mean, because that's what you already have been reading about.
Yes, I have. But yeah, that's true. Because now let me just explain you what structured water is. Actually, the water is next to a surface that loves water. And it creates a special layer, which is called the exclusion zone. And this exclusion zone water is like a gel instead of a liquid. And this layer pushes out all the stuff that doesn't belong and keeps it in the regular water nearby. So the EZ layer gets a negative charge, whereas the regular water gets a positive charge.
Right.
And this setup actually acts like a battery, creating energy that our body needs to function. For especially for nerve signaling and cell communication.
Wow. So technically, the structured water or the EZ water plays a big role in creating tiny electric fields inside and outside the cell, helping them to work properly. And Dr. Gerard Pollack, I think that's the book.
Yes.
That's the book we are reading, because he's the guy who did all this research.
Yes.
And I think he's the one who came up with all of this. So
the fourth phase of water.
Yes, the fourth phase of water. So he thinks that the charge separation might make ion pumps in cell membranes unnecessary. So that explains why, you know, cells can even sometimes survive when they are cut in half.
That's so interesting. So damn interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And the EZ layer gets stronger with light. So it's not like these things are working in isolation. Everything kind of everything works together, especially infrared light, which is basically heat. Right. Our bodies naturally emit light and produce heat, which is, no one would deny that. That helps maintain this EZ layers of the body.
Yeah.
Right. And sunlight, with its light and heat, gives us extra energy from the water in our bodies, because our bodies are 75-80% water, something of that sort.
70%.
And Pollock found that these EZ layers can move water through tiny tubes, which helps explain how blood flows through our blood vessels, right? So this shows that blood can travel through thousands of miles of vessels at different speeds without relying only on the heart to pump it. Actually, there is, we will be speaking about heart as well, because I wouldn't say what we know is wrong, but there is much more to it.
Yeah.
Heart is way more than just being a pump.
That's true.
So in summary, the EZ's water's ability to create and separate charges is essential for keeping our bodies powered, just like the battery system in a car or whatever.
And yeah, of course, I mean, this makes it essential for us to avoid dead water.
Yeah.
And also opt for more structured water, which is, I think, which was just, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about it in future episodes.
Yeah, in the
well.
Water episode. Yeah. And I'm sure it'll be more than just one episode.
Yeah.
So next on the list is oxygen, which also ties in with the energy body because of its role in the electron transport chain, which cannot work without oxygen, right?
I mean, yeah.
The ETC, electron transport chain, is by far the most efficient method of converting food into ATP, which takes place in the mitochondria. It's all the mitochondria.
Yeah.
And we have spoken about mitochondria in one of the episodes, the mitochondrial medicine. I don't really remember the episode number on top of my head, but that's where we had explained how it is simply more than just an energy pump. Like, it's capable of functioning like a particle accelerator, an essential part of our cellular bioenergetics. And in fact, a biophoton ties in with oxygen during this process because of the pigments present in the mitochondria that we had explained in the previous episode, the mitochondrial episode, that mitochondria contains these pigments that absorb light for energy. And that's where ETC comes in, the electron transport chain. And that's where it's transformed into like light is transformed into energy.
Yeah.
And while magnetic fields also influence mitochondrial function by affecting the movement of charged particles within the cell.
Wow.
So all that we have already discussed. And without getting into too much complexity, would you like to talk about oxygen?
Yeah, sure. Yes. Because oxygen is super important for our bodies, right? We can't live without oxygen. And yet it's killing us little by little, if that's the way I would want to put it.
Can't say. I mean, because these days we are having so many breakthroughs. There's so much new stuff that's being discovered.
Yeah.
We really don't know.
And obviously even conventional science agrees that 90% of our energy is coming from oxygen. And only 10% is from food. And the way we can make sure that our body is well oxygenated is by engaging in low impact aerobic exercises, right?
Yeah.
This means activities like walking, cycling, or swimming.
So when we move, our bodies generate electrical charges because many of our tissues like bones and muscles produce electric charge when they are compressed or stretched. That helps power our body's battery. I mean, by now, everyone knows that muscle contraction and muscle movement is all about the charges, right?
Yes. And it also, of course, helps with our blood and our lymphatic fluid as well. And it stimulates our tissues, it releases hormones, it's boosting our metabolism, protecting us against inflammation, as well as supporting our brain.
And we shouldn't go to extremes when it comes to exercise, because we can you can reach a point of overstressing the body, and when this happens, energy production in the mitochondria goes down.
Yeah, indeed, because the dose makes the poison.
Yeah.
So, and also apart from exercise, there's also deep breathing, which is very important because it really helps to get more oxygen. And shallow breathing is often caused by bad posture or tension. It's not good for us. Obviously, we do know that. And that's why we should pay more attention to how we stand and how we sit, and try not to slouch too much ahead, because that's what our work is demanding us to do, right?
Yeah.
Sitting in front of a computer and all the time, you know, you're literally slouching ahead and seeing, and it's not, you need to have a good chair for that first thing.
Oh, yeah.
But we often hold our breath or breathe shallowly when we are stressed and or focused. So we should be more mindful about these things. Definitely. Going forward.
Yeah.
Such basic things, human things, but we never think about them.
Right.
And also, oxygen has other benefits as well, apart from this, is that it can make heart for cancer cells to thrive, even fungi and certain bacteria for that matter.
Right.
So, because they also prefer places with less oxygen.
Yeah.
So I think that's amazing.
That is really nice. So like, yeah. Let's move on to our next one, which is light. So we not just emit light, but we also absorb it too. And yes, it does have an effect on us. Different types of light affects us in different ways, like helping control our body's internal clock or circadian rhythm. And
yeah, of course, during the day, the sun gives off more blue light because then it tells our body to be activated and to start your work.
Right.
And when the sun sets, there's more red light coming in and signaling our body again that, okay, now it's time to wind down and produce more melatonin so that you can go and sleep.
Exactly, yes. And an interesting fact, sleep is rejuvenating because the body's burn fat to produce infrared light, which helps with repairs. And as you all might have heard about red light therapy, it's quite popular these days. It's also great for our mitochondria. That's because red and near infrared light can penetrate deep into our tissues and react with our cells to produce energy.
Yep.
And infrared light also helps expand the EZ layers of water in our bodies, promoting a battery effect.
Wow.
So, by the way, melanin converts sunlight into chemical energy, similar to how plants use chlorophyll. And we have already spoken about it in depth, I think in the episode number 29, the mitochondrial, and now, yeah, mitochondrial medicine, actually, I just took note over here and I didn't take note previously. So it's episode number 29. You can listen to that one as it ties into what we are speaking about today.
Yeah. And actually, we also recommend you to listen episodes from 27 to 32, because since all of them are sort of related to what we are speaking today.
Yeah.
And for example, exposure to natural light, sunlight is really necessary. And many people avoid sunlight by using sunscreen and wearing sunglasses. So these topics have already been covered by us.
That's right.
In those episodes.
Yeah. So to sum it up, electrons are essential for any battery, including the body's battery. And electrons help produce ATP, the energy cells use, and especially with the help of oxygen. So everything is, you know, coming together and playing a role. They are also generating, of course, energy is also generated from sunlight, exercise, structured water. And however, there's another way to get electrons that doesn't involve eating or taking anything. Any guesses?
Grounding.
Oh, yeah. Bullseye. And grounding or connecting to the earth is just as important for health as getting sunlight, clean air and water, nutritious food and exercise. So we need electrons, right?
Yep.
Well, the earth's surface has excess electrons. As simple as that. You see?
That's good news.
So what happens is that, especially when there's a lightning strike, so the electrons jump from the earth to the sky during storms. And so when we touch the ground, when your bare skin, your body can absorb these electrons, refueling your body, but provided that you're not, you are barefoot on the grass, dirt or sand, or by touching the ground with your hands, like, or skin. However, like, generally we have a problem in today's time because we have insulated ourselves from the earth mainly by wearing rubber-soled shoes, because a rubber stops the flow of electrons because it's an insulator.
Yeah, but I think except when you're walking your dog, that's when the electrons get passed to you via your pet, because then your pet isn't insulated and you're holding the leash. And grounding is really simple, natural and effective way to combat many, like, not just chronic stress, but also inflammation, pain, sleep, heart problems, many, many health issues.
That's right. And I know what you're trying to indicate, but come on. If you want us to have pets, then how about a koala?
I wish we could have that.
So to sum it up, our bodies exchange energy with the environment because our cells need it. We breathe in oxygen to deliver it to our cells. We get electrons from food, grounding, and exercise because our cells need these electrons to function. And sunlight helps build structured water in our cells, creating voltage. So in short, our cells are like tiny versions of us. Our needs as a whole are their needs combined. So when we meet these needs, our cells act like a battery that is always powered.
Ready to recharge itself, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So they have positive and negative charges that to create voltage and electrons to move through the battery and do work, and oxygen to keep producing ATP, the chemical energy for our cells. Mm-hmm. So would you like to wrap it up, Juhi?
I would love to. At the end, it's all about balance. Mm. Too much comfort can actually make us very weak. For example, like taking too many antioxidant supplements can actually weaken the body's own antioxidant system. Eating a wide variety of food keeps the body very adaptable, and it prevents allergies or sensitivities. Even with exercise, for people who are chronically fatigued, moving a little can actually help them. Even if it seems like rest is best, but I think not in this case. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, if you're going to exercise a lot, overexerting yourself, that can be harmful, but a little is beneficial.
Right.
So you can actually apply this balance of stress and nurture to other areas of your life as well. Sometimes pushing yourself with exercise or challenging yourself with new foods, which you've never tried before.
Yeah.
And other times as well, give yourself a break with relaxation or familiar healthy foods.
Right.
And constant nurturing is like too many antioxidants or too much oxygen can weaken the body.
That's right.
So the goal is here to balance stress and nurture to keep the body strong and adaptable and resilient and ready for any life's challenges.
Oh, that was really amazing. That was a fantastic conclusion. And by conclusion, I see we still have time left. So it's funny because I thought that this episode is going to be rather very long because we have a lot to discuss, but I think we kind of went through it pretty quickly. And it's ended up being shorter than what we...
Generally speak, yeah.
Anyway,
I was actually debating with Arjun on that, but then he thought, no, it's still going to be a long, winded one. But I thought that, you know, we'll easily sum it up in 25 minutes.
Right.
Wow. My intuition keeps speaking to me a lot, I guess.
Well, before we leave, we have an announcement to make. So we have been working on like big changes and focusing on our goal to empower y'all to reach wellness and beyond by making all the information available and accessible at an affordable price via the monthly subscription of 36 euros, which in American dollars is about $37-$39 USD per month. So with monthly groups, with monthly group calls and being a part of a community of other like-minded people, the access to which will be on our website, which we are also changing, shifting and redoing as well. So we are shifting from befit1.com, which was our previous website, to wellnessandbeyond.es, ES for Spain as in Espanol. And yes, towards the end of this month, we will also be launching the Spanish website and continuing our Spanish podcast, Camino hacia el bienestar y más allá. As always, the link is in the description. And
we would actually would encourage you all to consider subscribing and being a part of this journey, this community and this family, because it really helps us to, with our continual work, to help and support you all in the best manner we can.
Absolutely. And with that, we take your leave. We hope you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, and motivating to start making changes and strike this balance while also living life and not stressing about everything being perfect.
Yeah, and don't take yourself and life too seriously. That's like one thing that I've learned.
Definitely. Enjoy, have a nice weekend, and be happy and healthy.
Bye.
Until next time.